Now time for our Axtell Locker Room Chat here on KMZA. Here for a few minutes, Brandon Tamman with Bradley Brockstrom, the Eagles girls basketball coach, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, BND Buildings as well. Coach, couple games to kind of go through real quick since we last spoke. We'll start with the game Friday at home against Lord Central Catholic. And you know, before that, you guys have played two very good teams in Clifton Clyde and Donovan West. Both those games were tight, both coming out on the short end, but a way to bounce back on that Friday tilt with Lord Central Catholic winning by 10. Just how nice was it to see your team battle back after a couple close losses between two very good teams?
It was great. You know, coming off of those, you know, those two losses, you know, just seeing how these young girls react, and I thought we put together a really good game.
How about the game against Wabunsee on Tuesday? I don't know what it is, but it just seems like our area teams, when they make that trip to Wabunsee, it just always seems to be kind of a tough place to play. And it was a low-scoring game, but Wabunsee was able to get the win. You know, what all do you take away from that? You haven't had a ton of time to kind of react to that one before getting ready for Hanover on Friday, but just kind of the overall thoughts from the Wabunsee game on Tuesday.
It's a tough place to play. It's a long trip. You know, offensively, we were horrible, I mean, to be quite honest. And defensively, we actually played really, really good. You know, they slowed the game down. They were taking minute and a half possessions. And I think it really took it out of the girls. We never could get a flow. Our offense was just stand. Nothing fell. It's just one of those games. We just gotta get it out of our mind and get to work today and get better.
Are you one of those coaches would be, you know, all for the shot clock being statewide? I know it's been, you know, kind of tested in some areas, but do you feel like that's something that we should do at some point?
Yeah, it just has to. I mean, you're asking your girls to play defense for, you know, 60 to 90 seconds. I mean, I don't know too many teams that can do that, and they did it. They did it well, and we just you know, we had breakdowns, you know, minute into the possession. But yeah, I for sure think the shot clock is, you know, obviously from the I can't get my girls to run offense for longer than 6 seconds, so I'm definitely in favor of the shot clock.
Well, now you guys have to brush it away and get back to it quickly on Friday against Hanover, and you know, you can obviously say a lot about this Hanover team and the success they've had over the last few years. And again, one of the top tier teams in the 1A D2 classification. So matchup challenges there and just kind of the expectations for your Friday night tilt.
You know, it all starts with the Anna Juneman. It's not just offensively. It's what she does on the defensive end. You know, we've got to contain her, and we've got to be smart when she's defending. You know, she goes and she gets so many layups off of steals. You know, we got to start with her, and then, you know, there's plenty more on that team. So, you know, we got our hands full, but I think the girls are ready for the challenge.
There it is. Axtell girls basketball coach Bradley Brockstrom. Always appreciate the time. A win against Lord Central Catholic on Friday, a loss at Wabunsee on Tuesday. Eagles on the road at Hanover coming up on Friday this week. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Thanks again.
Yeah, thank you, sir.